Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 27 of Declutter Me. How are you doing this week, Shalina?
I'm good. How are you doing, Shrek?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's getting into the busy season, so that's, I guess, not a bad thing.
No, it's not bad at all.
So what are we going to talk about today?
So today we're going to talk... So a lot of people decluttering right now. Oh, well, they're always decluttering, but people ask me, what do we do with the stuff once we decluttered it? And when I'm with clients, I always take the stuff away because as we talked about, the 90% syndrome. So people, you know, don't get rid of the stuff. So I help with that. So I wanted to talk about the various ways to get rid of it, whether you donate it or you sell it. The best way to, you know, you don't feel like you've just wasted money or wasted, you know, your stuff is just not going into a landfill. So we're going to discuss that today. When we go through the items, especially with clothes, when I'm with clients, there's two piles. There's the keep pile, which is a separate pile, but there's the donate and there's the sell pile. So I always look at the sell pile has to be in good condition. If it's designer as well, that's a separate pile. Has it got any value? Will people pay for it? So especially, you know, if it's something from... I don't know, Primark or H&M, people might not spend much money on that. They'll spend like 5 dirhams if you try to sell it. But if it's something a bit more from a higher range high street store or from a designer, people will buy that, especially if it's in good condition. So I separate that and put that into a pile. The things that have not got a high value, you know, your H&M, your Primark, your, you know, Zara items, they will go usually into a donate pile because usually they don't last long anyway. You know, you wear them once or twice and wash them and they fall apart anyway. So they were going to donate. And there are various ways to donate items, especially clothes. So one is there are a few charities here. There's the Red Crescent, Dalbear in Dubai. So Dalbear have a headquarters off Shakeside Road, so you can go drop off stuff there, various items. It doesn't have to just be clothes. And they have a women and children section, so I give a lot of items to them for, you know, toys, clothes for kids and women, because, you know, a lot of these women are from broken homes. You know, they're looking for shelter and this charity looks after them, so it's good to give to them to help out these women and children. With regards to selling, there's different ways to sell. So for designer items, there are various stores, you know, around in different malls where you can go and give your designer items. They'll value it. They'll sell it. They take a percentage off and then they give you the money for selling the item. There is a website called The Luxury Closet, which I use quite a lot. So I give items to them and they have an app. So I use their app to take pictures of the items. They review it and say if they want to take it or not. And then they put it on their website. And if somebody buys it, they then send you the money. But they again take a percentage from selling the items. And the items have to be designer, like very high-end designer items. If your items are not high-end but you want to sell them and make money, there are flea markets here you can go to. Schools have markets all the time, so you can sell at their markets as well. And there's also lots of secondhand Facebook groups. So there are ones for different things. There's ones for baby items and children's items, clothes, furniture, luxury furniture. There's various Facebook groups. If you Google it or you go onto Facebook and do a search, you'll find, you know, the secondhand groups.
Yeah, and all of this is true for any city, really. I mean, it's I know we're talking primarily about Dubai, but even for our international listeners, like... you can look for local options. I mean, this is something that I think most cities are really getting actively involved in. Look at clothes and other donations as well.
And it's all about, you know, moving the items around, not just putting it into a landfill. Another thing is free cycling. So, you know, you give away the item for free, but the person has to pick them up. And Declutter Me have their own group called Free Me UAE. So you can go onto that Facebook group and post your items that you want to give away for free. But there are, in, you know, as you said, the free cycle is a global thing and you can find your local free cycle business or Facebook group. Another way to sell things is with eBay. That's a big thing globally. It's a bit more difficult here just because of the shipping.
Yeah, but there are, I'm going to generalize that point, right? So it's like there are a lot of online markets only everywhere. So, I mean, here we have things like Dubizzle and Souq, you know, that help you sell your stuff. I mean, worldwide, you have things like eBay, even for that matter, Amazon and stuff like that. There are ways to like get listed there. And then, I mean, it takes a little bit more work, which is why sometimes using these sellers that you mentioned earlier is a little bit easier. So it's better to just, you know, not take on the hassle, even though you might get a slightly lesser price. But this is something that you can always use to sell your stuff.
Yeah. And also in various countries, I mean, I know there is a lady in London who will take your items and sell it on your behalf on eBay. She takes a percentage, but she does all the hard work, which is great. And that's a big thing in a lot of places. And maybe we should start doing that here as well.
I mean, this is something you do kind of as well, right? Like in certain, I mean, you do it for your clients, of course, and not like every random person.
Exactly.
Like,
yes, we do. And we do help our clients a lot. But yeah, it is something that there are various ways to get rid of items. The only things that usually go into the recycle bins and into the dustbins are items that are completely broken or in a bad state, and I try and put them into recycle bins here as much as possible.
We've talked about this on a previous episode, but if you're, you know, the same thing applies to technology as well, right? So there are a lot of give back programs and stuff. Apple runs one, and there are local providers that do this where they'll take your stuff either as a donation and reuse some of the parts. Things, you know, companies like Apple will buy it back from you at a certain price. So yeah, it might be, again, same story, right? It might be you'd get lesser than if you were trying to sell it yourself at a marketplace, but they take away the hassle from you as well. And then Apple, of course, has their own industry and their own plans to recycle some of these products as refurbished, or they reuse the parts. So a good way to recycle your technology as well.
And yeah, as you said, there's companies, like there's a company here that takes all the electronics and destroys them and the hard drives, but recycles all the other parts. And the same for even the big items like the fridges, your ovens and kitchen appliances. They can even go TV as well. So yeah, there are various ways, but if you do need guidance on how to get rid of your stuff from your house, you can always contact us and we can send you a message or ask you to listen to this podcast.
You can find more information about the show as well by visiting declutterme.com/podcast. I will see you next week.
Bye.
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know about this other show we've been doing. It's an Amaya FM original called Tales of the Trade, where we feature Dubai's entrepreneurs and pioneers and the stories behind the ideas that they've brought to life. You can find out more, check out our episodes, and even subscribe in this very player where you're listening to Declutter Me, or you can look us up on the web by visiting talesofthe.trade.